Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is what the Carolina Panthers need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson, Josh Edwards from With the First Pick here to give you the ultimate mock draft for the team that doesn't pick till 33rd. All right. Jump to the NFL mock draft anyway. Simulator. They don't pick till 33rd because of the Bryce Young pick, Josh, of course, at 33. They desperately need wide receivers. They did make some moves in free agency and the trade situation with Deontay Johnson from the Steelers. So A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy are there. Jonathan Mingo had a tough first season. Not entirely his fault. The entire Carolina Panthers organization had a tough season. Adam Thielen's, of course, still there. He's more of a possession receiver. And then if we look at the best player available, Jackson Powers Johnson is also still there. And that could happen. Johnny Newton as well on defense. I'll let you make this pick because it will mean that you get fired before I do when the owner comes looking for you, David Tepper.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really kind of you. I would be between Chop Robinson, A.D. Mitchell, and Jackson Powers Johnson, but everything that Carolina has done this offseason has been to support Bryce Young and make sure that they're not falling short in that area. So to me, it's got to be one of those offensive guys, and I think Adonai Mitchell gives you a little bit of a different skill set at the position than what they currently have if you do not believe in a Terrace Marshall or a Jonathan Mingo in that regard. So I think A.D. Mitchell gives you a higher upside at that position.
Okay, so my question before we hit the button is, Jackson Powers Johnson starts right away, and you also pick 39. You still want A.D. Mitchell?
It's true. That is a good consideration, and I think you swayed me, assistant GM. Let's go with Jackson Powers Johnson, and hopefully one of those wide receivers are still available at 39.
Crossing my fingers for Ladd McConkey. All right, A.D. Mitchell's still there. All right, and that's fine. If you liked A.D. Mitchell at 33, I'm guessing you still like him at 39. I'm certainly happy to go there. He's a big, strong, physical receiver, makes plays at all three levels. I think he's a little more versatile than Brian Thomas Jr., who's at this point just a deep threat, and that's not going to be the entirety of his game, but I think Mitchell's a little more polished at this point. You still stick with A.D.?
Let's do it.
Yeah, man. Now we're cooking with gas, Harry. All right, we're up to pick 65 here. All right, Chris Jenkins, Javon Bullard helps on defense. Junior Colson, if you're looking for some help at the linebacker position. Jonathan Brooks, I like, but I don't think you need to draft a running back here. No disrespect. Trey Benson is there as well. Let's see. I just re-upped Derek Brown, who got a well-deserved deal in the middle of that defense. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, Chris Jenkins sticks out in terms of the value. Javon Bullard. Looking at their depth chart, I don't think there's anybody there that would necessarily preclude you from addressing that position.
No,
who's available for the edge rushers real quick, Harry?
Oh, Breland Trice is there. Deesa Isaac I like as well. Brandon Dorlus is more of a tweener if you're looking for that. Man.
I kind of like the idea of Braylon Trice.
I do too. He's super juiced up. People aren't talking about him enough. He's a little stiffer than Latu, but everybody on planet Earth is a little stiffer than Latu, Latu. So, yeah, let's do Braylon Trice here. Add some defensive help. And then at 101, let's see where we are with the tight end position because I want to get some more playmakers, maybe even running back, more playmakers for Bryce because Bryce has to succeed. And just my reputation depends on it. All right. Your guy Cade Stover's there, Jared Wiley. So we've had a little run on these tight ends here. You're a big Cade Stover guy. Let's see the wide receivers. Who's there? I mean, Jermaine Burton's basically A.D. Mitchell, 70% of him. Jalen McMillan, I wouldn't be averse to Jalen McMillan here.
I was actually thinking the same thing. I think Adam Thielen is there for you now. He's not going to be there for you forever. So McMillan is a guy that I think has the capabilities to step into that.
Let's get Bryce. Let's let Bryce pretend he's playing back at Alabama with all those first-round picks at wide receiver. And at 141, let's just see if there's any dynamic running backs before we estimate a lot of things. Dynamic is probably not one of the things you would use to describe him. Bucky Irving, I guess, is going by his given name. I didn't recognize. Markels, maybe? All right. Garindo's still there. Will Shipley. And I'm not interested in these guys quite yet. And all right, so hit the best player available, Harry. Let's see what we got. All right, Rosengarten, we've talked about in previous Ultimate Mock Drafts. He's a guy that can certainly add some quality depth. I don't know what Ike Ekwonu's future is going to be at left tackle. Hopefully he can turn the corner. He hasn't played like a top five pick, but that's also a choice. Mekhi Wingo's still there. If you're looking for the interior defensive line, Jarvis Brownlee, if you're looking for safety, cornerback help. What are you thinking here, Josh?
I believe Prisco is a big Jarvis Brownlee Jr. guy. I think they do need help with that position this offseason. Yeah. We haven't addressed it yet, so I think that would be a good path for us to go.
Yeah, J.C. Horn, the former first-round pick, still there. And then, of course, Dane Jackson, who they got this offseason. All right.
Now maybe we get the running back we've been wanting.
Yeah. All right. We had pick from 141. This is 142. Audric Estime, Garindo, Tyrone Tracy, Lobby, Rasheen Ali. Any of those names strike you as potentially being helpful early on?
I like a lot of those guys for a variety of reasons. Tyrone Tracy is a bigger guy. I think he also gives you a little bit of juice. Garindo is... he tested really well, but again, I think you've said it previously, he doesn't necessarily show that on tape all the time.
Yeah.
Will Shipley, he's not going to break a lot of tackles for you. More of an open space kind of running back. You've already got Chuba Hubbard.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's tough. Irving may be the most well-rounded of the bunch.
Oh, yeah. I was thrown by his name not being Bucky. Let's go with Bucky. I like Bucky. Bucky's athleticism. And he will run through arm tackles even though he's not 240 pounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bucky's killing his draft stock by using his government name. All right. One last pick here. Pick 240, which I got from the Steelers. I'm assuming it's part of that trade for Deontay Johnson and Dante Jackson. All right. So what's best player available here? All right, Tanner McLaughlin, the tight end. I actually like him. Johnny Dixon, the corner, is a good player as well. Flournoy, wide receiver there, Dwight McLaughlin. Keep scrolling. Let's see. Anything strike you as best player available?
No, not necessarily best player available. I actually do like the idea of taking Tanner McLaughlin.
Yeah,
because you don't have anybody on the depth chart that's necessarily going to stop you from making another addition at the position. So to me, I think that's a good way to end this.
I like it. I like Tanner McLaughlin out of Arizona. He's a good football player and has a chance to go higher than this, I think. All right. Jackson Powers Johnson at 33, A.D. Mitchell at 39. Braylon Trice addresses the edge rush position. Then back to offense with Jalen McMillan. And then you wrap things up with Jarvis Brownlee Jr., Bucky Irving, great player, and then Tanner McLaughlin, more offensive line help. So this is offensive side of the ball help, I should say. This is an offensive heavy draft. To your point, you got to fix things for Bryce Young. So I don't know if it'll be out of excuses if this doesn't work, but it'll be another talking point. So hopefully this helps fix things. That wraps up the Perfect Panthers draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL on CBS on YouTube and download the With the Perfect podcast wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we're hitting all 32 teams.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.